Sunday Morning by Francesca Ryan. The grassy smell of earth and young greenery made my headache worse. Even in London, a very early morning spring day is a sensual experience. The rising light had turned from a promise into a pearly calm. I stretched my legs, feeling a cramp in my calf. The bench beside the embankment was damp. I had sat there since 4 o'clock, the cool soaking through the seat of my jeans. I was beyond caring. Traffic hadn't begun to pick up properly at this hour. The birds were noise enough. Their vitality wasn't catching, but I forced myself to my feet and walked over to the bridge. The thing about facing imminent death is that it really snaps everything into perspective, spins the shape of your life into some kind of meaning, shows you what really matters. That's the received wisdom, anyway. I stood on the bridge, looking at the dank water flowing fast beneath me, and waited. Would there be some sort of movie showing just for me? I would be the main character, not just a bit player in a nightmare. I stood waiting for the revelation that would stay my feet, paralyze my legs. Maybe I hadn't the will, you might even say discipline, to go through with it. Stuck there, waiting for the It's a Wonderful Life intervention. For Clarence to materialize beside me, wings folded, ready to show me the error of my ways. I wanted so badly to silence the voices in my head. The ones that told me I was a witch, a bitch, a piece of shit. Over and over. I mean real voices, not imaginary ones. And if you haven't experienced this, you cannot comprehend how real these voices are. Antipsychotics hadn't really shut them up. It would have to be this way, into the water beneath. Nothing could make me go back into that ward again. I don't believe in heaven and hell and all that shit. I felt like I was already in hell with no one else in it. Just me and the demon voices. So, no Clarence then. No bell to gently chime his promotion. No one on the bridge, so get on with it before there is. Don't want a heroic rescue attempt or police called. You'd think I'd be beyond embarrassment, but I don't think I could have coped with that. Ah, fuck. Someone walking now, jaunty, on their way to somewhere. He was young, 15 or 16, I'd say. Skateboard under his arm, birthday balloon in hand. On his way back from a night out, looking at me from under the absurd froth of hair over his forehead that the boys sport these days. "You all right?" he said. I sounded more like, "You right?" No, I wasn't. A middle-aged woman with no business. No business to be standing on a bridge at this hour of the morning. I stuttered, slurring. I was cold now. "I'm not sure." "Hey, mate, you want a bit of this?" He held out his balloon towards me. "Take a suck." "What?" I stared at him. "Cheer you up. Cheer you up, mate. Good stuff." I shook my head. "Make you laugh, see?" I did actually laugh slightly. What the fuck? What the fuck of a Sunday in a month of Sunday mornings? Some spotty youth offering me fuck knows what. "No, really?" He showed me how to do it. "Inhale it like this. It won't kill you, I promise." He grinned. "Come on, it's my birthday." What the hell? I took it, sucked on it. I tried to say, "What is it supposed to do?" I found myself laughing as an absurd, high-pitched sound came out of my mouth. He took the balloon back and giggled as he inhaled it himself. "See?" he squeaked. We stood there, laughing at nothing, nothing at all, except the sound of our own voices. "That's enough, stay cool." He grinned as he flipped his board under the other arm. "Gotta take care of yourself, see?" "What's your name, son?" The Minnie Mouse voice that had come out of my mouth was gone now. Ah, oh, mate, you don't want to know. He grinned again. Stupid name. Clarence. What's yours?